Mason, before we start talking football, you had a very nice honor bestowed upon you in the past week or so, and that is getting on the finalist list for the Campbell Trophy. Also includes an $18,000 scholarship for grad studies. Congratulations. What does that mean to you?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I wish it was $85,000. So, yeah, it's $18,000, but no, it really helped me out. You know, I wanted to get my master's in accounting, so that will help me out to pay for that and be able to get a job while I do that. So it's a really good honor for me and on the school as well.
So talk about the football game against Colorado State. What was it like playing in a game where you were so far behind, coming back and winning the game? Was it fun to play?
It was a lot of fun to play, and it was a real emotional game. You know, we came in at halftime, and, you know, we just said, you know, we got to compete. Coach Arson told us, you know, it doesn't matter what the score is, you just got to compete every down, every play, and treat every play like it's its own game itself. So we said, you know, we got to chip away at this lead they have and come out the first couple of minutes, put some big scores and get the momentum going in our way, and it was just a fun game to be a part of.
I've been in games like that. I think the most important thing is always kind of how my quarterback reacts. How was your quarterback reacting right there in the huddle during that game?
He's a leader. Both him and Montel. We threw that pick at the last couple minutes left. You know, nobody came out on the sideline and sulked or thought we were going to lose that game. We saw it as another challenge inside the game itself to get back. And obviously Brett responded real well to it.
How have you guys been able to overcome some little nicks and people missing some games? I know you missed a game. Different guys missed a game. Cavado missed the game. It was Larson that was in for him. And is it difficult when you have different guys, different games, having to play different spots?
You know, it is difficult, but every team is going through the same thing right now. And you know, the motto is the next guy's got to carry the torch. So, I mean, on our team, we have a lot of tough guys, a lot of guys that are playing through some injuries. But, you know, we all know it has to be done, and next guy has to carry the flag.
You guys talk about, you know, carrying the flag, moving on to the next guy. The beginning of the season, you guys obviously took a lot of heat. You're that kind of room. That's offensive line. That's what it comes down to. You guys have now turned around and became one of the strengths on this team. What's Brad Bedell brought to that room, and, you know, what has Nate Potter brought to that room to kind of bring you guys up?
You know, both those guys, they didn't change anything from when we were being, you know, we've been criticized, and now when people are saying we're doing pretty well, which didn't change anything. We didn't change our practice. We just kind of realized that, you know, this team is going to go as we go. We have to have a sense of urgency about ourselves. And so we kept doing what we were doing, kept grinding away, and it ended up working out.
You're listening to Idaho Sports Talk. Bob Beeler along with Darren College today. We're visiting with Boise State senior center Mason Hampton. Well, Mason, looking at the results in the last, say, six games and the six-game winning streak, you guys are obviously playing much better. How are you better? I mean, I'm watching. It looks like the holes are better. It looks like you're protecting the quarterback. But maybe how and why are things working out?
Well, you know, I mean, it's not just the offensive line either. I mean, on every one of our run plays, there's usually a tight end blocking in every one of our big run plays. There's receivers blocking down the field. You know, Alex and Wolpen are making us right when we miss those blocks. So it's really a team and offensive effort to get the run game going.
Mason, we've talked about it, you know, and every week it comes up here. We've got to talk about it. I want to hear from you. How are you feeling about playing behind a two-quarterback system? I know I had to do it only once or twice in a game, but to see a stint and a run like this, you know, rotating those guys out in and out of series, how is that handled by the offensive line?
It's handled real well. You know, we don't know when they're coming in or coming out. So we just get into the huddle, see who's there, and then we react. Sometimes Montel's in and he's not playing quarterback, or sometimes Brendan and he's not playing quarterback. So we have trust in both those guys that they're going to go out and get it done.
Now, Mason, you're the center. Do they like the ball snapped differently, either under center or in the shotgun? You got to put the ball in a different spot for either one of them?
No, not really. I mean, under center, it's a little different, but nothing too big.
As we look at the game coming up with Air Force, Mason, 3 years in a row, the Falcons have got the better of us. Thoughts on playing the Falcons? What needs to be different this week?
You know, it's really just our preparation. It has to be the best we've done all week, especially with guys that are, you know, banged up, that can't go as hard in practice. They need to get those mental reps, get those film reps. I mean, obviously we know last 3 years we haven't got it done. Ever since I've been playing, we haven't gotten it done. So there's a big emphasis on this week.
For most guys, they're going to say that there's no locker board material. You guys need to give the reporters the reporter kind of answers and the straight football answers. But you can tell me honestly, you guys have to have this game circled on the calendar, don't you?
Of course, yeah. I mean, past 3 years, it's been a big game for us. We need to get it done.
more on the line this year with if you get the win, you win the division, senior day? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of things coming together for this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's all just more motivation to play harder. But honestly, all the motivation we need is overplaying Air Force this week.
So what do you think the line needs to do? Is this group usually a little smaller? Are they quicker than some of the other teams you face on the defensive side of the ball?
You know, you think they're smaller, but really they're not. They're most of them are bigger than me, to be honest. I'm a pretty small kid. But, no, they stack the box. They bring a lot of pressure, and they disguise it really well. So it's up to us to recognize that pressure and block and admit those open holes even when they got extra guys in there.
Mason, if I'm watching that defense play this week and I'm watching the guys I need to see you dominate, who's the two guys on that defense right now that you guys have circled as the difference maker on their defense?
Well, their Mike Backer is coming back, and he was a big. He kind of sets the scheme for them. That and their safeties are kind of the guys that they'd like to bring on the pressure. So, I mean, really, they're a bunch of guys that they try hard, and they try hard, and they execute well, and they perform. And they're part of a thing that's bigger than themselves. So, I mean, I have a ton of respect for them. And, yeah, that's it.
Mason, as we finish up, senior day could be the last home game on the blue for you. Maybe there'll be a championship game that'll be here. But you've been a starter the last two seasons at Boise State at center. Thoughts on what the career for you has been like and how it's been and maybe what you expected when you first got here?
Yeah, I mean, coming in as a walk-on, I couldn't have ever expected to have it end like this. It's been an awesome 4.5 years, and I'm just excited to go into a new chapter in my life, but also to kind of put a close to this on the way that I've always wanted to do it and with the opportunity that we have this year.
Thanks so much, Mason. We really appreciate it. Best of luck against the Falcons, and let's get back to the Mountain West Championship game, get a victory Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.